A woman is being remembered as a senator and a lifelong advocate for Métis and Aboriginal people. Funeral services will be held Thursday for former Senator Thelma Shalafu, who died Friday in St. Albert at the age of 88. At the time of her death, she was surrounded by her children. She was surrounded by her children and her grandchildren from all over Alberta and British Columbia. We played the fiddle music for her that she loved so much, said daughter Sharon Morin. On a national level, Shalafu is remembered as a Canadian senator, who served from 1997 until 2004. Provincially, she is remembered as a lifelong advocate for Métis and Aboriginal people. For many decades she worked on land rights claims for the Métis and she was honored for her work with two awards, the National Aboriginal Achievement Award and the Métis National Council Lifetime Achievement Award. In St. Albert, Thelma Shalafu is remembered for establishing the Machif Cultural and Resource Institute, which honors her people, the Métis. Thelma Shalafu was an advocate for the Machif Institute, for the preservation of the Machif language and for the Métis world, said Mayor Nolan Krause. He said he remembers that some years ago Shalafu approached City Council about establishing a recovery center for Aboriginal women who had been abused or who were struggling with drug or alcohol abuse. She made that happen. She was pretty strong. And you didn't want to cross her because she had a wisdom and presence about her, Krause said. Shalafu was born February 8, 1929 in Calgary. At age 16 she quit school to get a job in a dry cleaning store. She was married twice and had six children. For the most part she raised those children on her own as a single mother. Life was often a struggle for her as she fought against poverty and also against what she perceived to be injustices because she was both a single woman, and a Métis. She always had a cause. She always had a purpose. It was never about her. It was about helping others, Morin said. Morin recalled that in the late 1960s her mother was the first Indigenous woman on the radio. Thelma Shalafu established a detox center in Slave Lake and worked with the Company of Young Canadians. She helped at the Salvation Army and she visited prisons, Morin said, adding, I think she helped others so much because it was very real for her. There were really hard times for us and she could understand other people's struggles. Shalafu even shared the incredible honor of being named to the Canadian Senate, recalled former St. Albert City Councillor Carol Watamaniak, who worked with Shalafu on different heritage committees. When Parliament opened, Thelma invited me to attend with her. It was a special moment I shared with her. And yet, we laughed too because Thelma was straightforward. It was pouring that day and I noticed Thelma's shoes were muddy as we went to go into the Parliament buildings. I pointed it out to her and she said, well of course they are muddy. It's raining, and in we went. A traditional Métis wake will be held Wednesday, September 27, from 6 p.m. to midnight at the Connolly McKinley Funeral Home in St. Albert. The funeral for Thelma Shalafu will be held Thursday, September 28 at 11 a.m. at Holy Family Parish. S. Jones at stalbert.greatwest.ca